WHDD presents Susan Says.
Week after week, I tell you listeners about the sad, sorry state of the nation, how deranged Donnie is ruining our country and now the world. The last few days, I have not slept. I've been frankly sick to my stomach over something I need to share with you. Netflix has a new documentary. It's produced by the genius Alex Gibney, who's exposed things like Scientology. This documentary is called The Family. It's based on two books by Jeff Charlotte, a religious reporter and professor. In 2007, he joined a secret society. They want it that way, actually. It's called The Fellowship. They created the DC Prayer Breakfast and want to stay behind the scenes, but their goal is worldwide power, and they have achieved it. In his 2009 article in Salon, he said the following: "The family likes to call itself a Christian mafia, but it began 74 years ago as an anti-New Deal coalition of businessmen convinced that organized labor was under the sway of Satan. The Great Depression, they believed, was a punishment from God for FDR socialism. The family's goal was the consecration of America to God, first through the repeal of New Deal reforms, then the aggressive expansion of American power during the Cold War. They called it a worldwide spiritual offensive, but in Washington, it amounted to the nation's first fundamentalist lobby." So, now, behind a now-deceased leader, Doug Coe, the sons continue it. They have used the name of Jesus to infiltrate governments here and around the world. They finally put into place who they call their wolf king, Donald Trump. The point the five-part documentary makes in excruciatingly scary detail is how they started small with breakfasts all over the country. Then they invite you. You can't just go. Everyone important, usually Republican congresspeople, go to this big breakfast every year in D.C. Since Ike, who was resistant at first, they've been doing it. All the presidents of both parties come and pay homage. It seems all nice and godly, but they have ulterior motives. Oh, and they're on the taxpayers' dime. They go around the world, not in the name of religion, but in their own way of thinking about Jesus as a secret society. They call it Jesus plus nothing, whatever that means. Other evangelicals on the show were talking about the danger and how it has nothing to do with the real teachings of the Bible and God. They have a frat house on C Street where congressmen live and pay nothing in D.C.'s outrageous rents. They pay about $600 a month. That's not even what you could get a room for a night in Washington. They train young men in semi-weird ways to bond, to clean toilets and rake the leaves, but deep down they're grooming them to be messengers for their cause. Governor Sanford, remember him? Yeah, he's back. He was called out as one of their biggest members. The Chosen is what they call each other. Sound familiar? Senator Inson, who had an affair, was exposed, seems to run like that. Affairs, hypocrisy, affairs. Yeah, so Coe and his two sons ran things with great secrecy. They tell their members they don't want to be publicized. They want to remain behind the scenes. And then they send congresspeople like James Inhofe, Tom Coburn, and Jeff Sessions. Yeah, remember him? To meet dictators and other bad guys. They pal around with Gaddafi, etc., Uganda people, to bring the organization to them, not to change their society for good, but to get power. They now have infiltrated everywhere, including Russia. And that is the reason for the connection to Donald Trump and Putin. This group admires strongmen. Sound familiar? They have this perfect empty vessel called Donald Trump. They've poured in their teachings. Maria Butina, who was now arrested, and oligarch Alexander Torshin, who had some financial dealings with Trump, are their link. They finally made Putin their partner. Trump is the final coup. I have to ask everybody, since I've seen this, why is not the scandal of our lifetime? I don't know. But if you watch it, you will understand how we got here, how sadly both parties are under their spell. They've achieved the White House. We're all going to hell in a handbasket. End times is what they want. This family rivals the Manson family, but with the great imprimatur of religion. be very, very afraid. I am. Three mistakes.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.